welcome everyone to this WebSphere Support Technical Exchange session. Today's topic is Deployment Policies and WebSphere Data Power. Today's presenter is James Zhang. James works on the development team for WebSphere Data Power. At this time, I would like to turn the presentation over to James.
Thank you, Dave. So today I'm going to present Deployment Policies and WebSphere Data Power to you. Dave, if you would turn to slide 2, please. So the agenda for today, the basic presentation is going to provide an introduction to deployment policy, and then we'll go over some of the tooling that's in the Data Power Web GUI, in particular the Policy Match Rule Builder and the Configuration Comparison Tool. And then after that, I'll provide some examples of deployment policy rules that we can configure, and then provide you some usage guidelines and some restrictions on deployment policy. And then I'll close with a summary. Slide 3, please. Okay, so what is a deployment policy? A deployment policy basically contains rules that allow during an import configuration, so during a Data Power import process, that allows the configuration to be either filtered or modified. There are three basic types of rules. The first one is called an accepted configuration. And for that, only configuration that matches those rules will be accepted during the import process. The second type is called a filtered configuration, and for filtered configurations, this will exclude configuration that matches that during the import process. And the third type is the modified configuration, and this allows you to modify properties within a configuration object during the import process as well. Go to slide 4, please. Okay, so the deployment policy is basically nothing more than another configuration object in the Data Power domain. So you would go configure the deployment policies just like any other Data Power configuration object. Note that you can have more than one deployment policy object, so you can have multiple deployment policy objects. So we could configure essentially one per import if you wanted to. Typically, we see that the users use one per development environment that they want to import that configuration into. So if you have a development environment, you would have one. If you have a test environment, you would have one. And if you have a production environment, you would have another deployment policy. Slide 5, please. Okay. So this is, if you're familiar with the Web GUI, you may or may not have seen this already. This is what it looks like when you add a deployment policy configuration object in the Web GUI. This is the main screen, and so you would type in the name of the descriptive name for your deployment policy. Administrative state, just keep that enabled, and you can add comments just like any other object in Data Power. Below that is the accepted configuration. So those are the configuration rules that you would add to only allow certain configurations to be imported. Then below that is the filter configuration, which allows you to exclude some fixed configuration during the import process. And you'll see there's two tabs up. So right now we're looking at the main tab, and later we'll see what a modified configuration looks like, but that's in the second tab, right beside the main tab. Okay, slide 6, please. Okay, so the usage of deployment policy, generally it's used to modify environment-specific configuration. What that means is it allows you to migrate configuration from one environment to another using deployment policy rules. So a very simple example here is if we wanted to modify the IP address of a listening service, we could use a deployment policy rules that that would match that object and the IP address property within that object, and it could change it from, in this example, the IP address 10.0.0.1, and then we would create a rule that would change it to an IP address of 9.1.2.3. And during the import process, the import would look at the deployment policy rule, match on that configuration object, and modify the property for that IP address. Go to slide 7, please. Okay. So this is when you actually add a modified configuration rule, you'll see a pop-up screen in the web GUI, and that is there's actually two pop-ups that you're viewing on this page here. In the upper left side, that's the first pop-up when you actually add the modified configuration. And in that pop-up, you can see something called a configuration match. So the way it works is you would begin by building a configuration match rule. So this is this tells the import process how to match on the configuration object. And then below that is the modification type. So there are three things that you can do when you're trying to modify a configuration object. The first thing is, right here, is you're looking at a change configuration, so that changes a property or a name from one value to another. The second type is an add configuration, so you can actually add properties within a configuration object. And the third one is to delete a property within a configuration, so you can remove properties within a configuration object. And below the modification type, there's configuration value. So for a change configuration, this is what you ultimately want that property to be, to have this value. And what I'm showing in the second pop-up that's in the bottom right corner is there's something called configuration match builder. So in the first pop-up, there's a little box called named build. And if you click on that, the second pop-up will show up. And this is a tool that allows you to build configuration match rules more easily than having to do it via the CLI, the command line interface of Data Power. So the first property is a little hidden, but it goes by, first one is the IP address of the device, and you know, typically you would probably leave that as an asterisk, which will cover all IP addresses. The second one is the domain that you want to apply to, and if you leave it as none, that will apply to all domains. But if you're meaning to have these rules to a specific domain, then there will be a drop down there that you can select the domain that you want to apply this to. Then below that is the resource type, and that is the type of configuration object that you're looking to modify. So in this case, the example here, we have a matching rule. So this is a processing policy matching rule, essentially the first action that you normally would see in a multi-step in Data Power. And then below that is a name. So this is the name that you would want to match on. And right beside it, you see TCRE. So names actually can be matched on Perl-compatible regular expressions. So you can actually match on multiple names using regular expression, Perl-compatible regular expressions. Below that is configuration property. So here, if you use this tool, you'll have a nice drop-down that will allow you to select the appropriate property that you're trying to modify. And so you would just click on that drop-down box. All the properties would be listed, and you would select one of the properties. Here, we're looking to modify a URL match in example. And then below the configuration property is the configuration match value. And so that is the value of the property that you want to match on. Again, that's a PCRE, a Perl compatible regular expression. You can match on any value. You can match on specific values or multiple values. Okay. So once you've created that configuration match rule, then you would hit save on the builder tool, and then you would hit apply, and that would create your rule for in the deployment policy object itself. Let's go to slide 8, please. Okay, so once you've built up your deployment policy rules, there is a way for you to actually test these rules without having to do an actual import. So previously in older firmwares, you would actually, in order to see what your deployment policy altered or deleted in your configuration, you would actually have to do an import on a test device to see what got changed. If you use the configuration comparison tool, you can actually it'll give you a GUI display that kind of runs through the import process and shows you what gets modified and deleted without actually having to do an actual import. So the way you would do that is you would go on the left navigation bar, and you can find the compare configuration under configuration, and then click on compare configuration, or you can, in the recent releases, you can just search for compare configuration, and that should pop up. So one thing to note is that you will, since these only apply to actual import, this tool actually requires you to have the import backup or the import the zip bundle, essentially, that you would use during the import process, so that it can use that, and then you would select the deployment policy that you've created to apply to that. And once you've selected the zip bundle and the policy, you can go to the bottom and hit Run Comparison. That will pop up a GUI screen that will show you what got altered. So let's go to slide 9. This is the example that we were working on with previously. So this was the matching rule that we configured, and we wanted to modify the URL for the matching rule previously. So it shows you, if you look the very right column, that shows you what action was taken during the process. So it tells you that the first thing that it tells you is that this matching rule named all was modified, and then below that it shows you that they added the matching rule, the URL match to change by deployment policy. And then below that, you can see what got deleted, which is the previous URL match value, which had an asterisk in it. So this is an example of a modified property for deployment policy. Let's go to slide 10, please. Okay, so here is an accept configuration example. One tip is that an accept configuration is basically a whitelist, so that, you know, if you're using accept configuration rules, you should know that only those configurations that match those rules will get imported. If you only have one rule that matches a certificate object named, or let's use this, the example we had earlier, that matched the URL matching rule name all, that's the only object that will get imported. So if you're meaning to import most of the configuration, you would probably typically not use an accept configuration rule. And in this example, this will the accepted configuration rule that you see on this page here will import a logging target in data power, and then in the name we have put dot asterisk, which is a regular expression matching all names. So this will accept any configuration, any logging target object that's in your import. Let's go to slide 11, please. This one is a filter configuration example. So if you recall, filter configuration rules will filter out certain objects in the import process. In this example, we have selected to filter a crypto certificate object in data power, and we the name is test cert dot asterisk. So anything that begins with test cert, we will remove from the import process. Let's go to slide 12, please. Okay, so this is a modified configuration example. We saw the one earlier with the match rule. This one will match on a front side handler local port value of 9000 and change it to 9005. So because the screen got the configuration match rule got cut off a little bit, I've pasted the entire match rule on the line above the GUI. And then to do a modify configuration, you would do a change configuration and a configuration value of, we selected 9005 here. Okay, let's move to slide 13, please. All right, so something else that's not as widely known is that you can actually modify names of configuration objects using deployment policy. And the way you do that is that so normally in your configuration match rule, you have you specify the name you want to match on, and then the property that you want to match on, and then the value for that property. If you just want to update a name of a configuration object, you would omit the property value and the property and value field in that match statement. So in this example, we're using the front side handler of we're matching on a front side handler name of capital F, capital S, capital H, and then we're changing that to a new configuration value of new capital F, capital S, capital H. So that's how you, if you wanted to modify the name of an object using deployment policy, that's how you would do it. Okay, let's go to slide 14, please. I've put a few usage guidelines for when you're working with deployment policy here. So the first thing to note is that deployment policy match rules, they can modify multiple objects, so they'll match on multiple objects, and any of the ones that they match, they'll modify it. If you want to match and modify a specific a single object, you need to be fairly specific with the name, property, and value field on your match statement. Otherwise, potentially, if you use dot asterisk on the Perl compatible regular expression, that will match anything. All right. Next step is so names and values; those are matched using PCRE. So just be aware of that. that gives you some flexibility, but you know, again, if you're looking to match on a single object, you need to be fairly specific. Third thing is when you're configuring a match rule, you should always specify the property and value parameters. I've seen cases where those have been omitted in one way or another, and the customer has seen, you know, unpredictable behavior using that. So I would recommend always having those fields. Obviously, the one exception is when you're intending to modify the name of an object, then you would have to omit the property and value parameters there. The last thing is, so remember that when you're using accepted configuration rules, that it will only allow configuration objects that match those rules to be imported. All the other configurations will be omitted from the import. Go to slide 15, please. Okay, a couple of restrictions. So there's some areas that you should be aware of that deployment policy currently does not cover, at least in our current firmware version. The first thing is that complex properties cannot be added or deleted by deployment policy. And I should define complex property here. In the configuration object space for data power, a configuration object contains a list of properties, and some of those properties can contain multiple properties underneath a single property. So anytime when you have a property within property or properties within another property, you have something what we call a complex property. So if you look at the example here, I'm matching on a AAA policy, and I'm trying to add a configuration property called authenticate/AU host. So that slash, anytime when you have a complex property, you'll see a slash there, and that's how you actually match on a property when you're trying to modify one using deployment policy. So just be aware that if you're trying to add or delete one of these properties, that you can't do that currently. And I wouldn't recommend coding any of these because potentially they could have undesirable behavior when you try this. Okay, let's go to slide 16, please. Okay, so another restriction is, for certain objects, there may be a property list that have multiple properties of the same name or sort of the same name. In this example, you can see this is a WS endpoint rewrite policy, and in that policy we have multiple rewrite rules that you can specify, and each rewrite rule, you know, essentially is a unnamed list of rules. And so if you create a deployment policy rule to match on the WS endpoint rule, then it would actually match on multiple rules. And because they're unnamed, there's no way for a deployment policy to identify which ones modify and which ones not to modify. It actually goes ahead and modifies all of them. Go to slide 17, please. Okay, in summary, this presentation was to give you an introduction to deployment policies in data power. We went through the configuration of deployment policy, the different types of rules that you can have, the accept rules, filter rules, and modify rules. went through some examples of each of those rules. Then we just went through some guidelines and usage tips for deployment policy. Let's go to slide 18, please. Okay, so here's some additional resources and links that you can click on to find more information about this presentation. And at this point, I will turn it over back to Dave.
Thank you, James, for a great presentation. And finally, don't forget to connect with us. You may be notified about upcoming webcasts related to the product and topics discussed today by subscribing to the WebSphere Support Technical Exchange mailing list. Simply send an email to wsehelp@us.ibm.com with the subject of WSTE Subscribe. You'll receive a list of mailing lists that you may subscribe to. Also, if there is a topic you would like to see scheduled, or if you have any comments that would help us improve our future webcasts, please let us know at that same email address. You could also connect with us through our Facebook page and our Twitter account. Please talk to us and let us know how we can improve this program. We do welcome any ideas that you may have. Thanks again for your participation. At this point, Don, we would like to open the lines for questions.
And our first question comes from Paulette Thompson. Your line is open.
Yes. You mentioned when you were talking about the configuration compare tool that it wasn't available in older firmware levels. Do you know what firmware level that tool became available in?
It should be available in most of the more recent firmwares. I think we added that been a while back, so I would say anything after 3.8.0 should probably have it.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Yeah, so I think most customers should be on that or later.
And I'm showing no further questions in the queue.
Okay, thank you. James, we do have one question in the group chat, and that question is, can you apply deployment policy at export?
So the process only takes place during import. There is a way for you to select a deployment policy at export time. And that's a good question because that can be a little bit confusing about what that actually does. So what that actually does is when you select a deployment policy during export, it will attach that deployment policy with the export zip or configuration that file that gets exported, but it doesn't really do anything at that point. So there's no processing for deployment policy that takes place. The only thing it does is attaches that configuration object to it, and then during the import process, if you selected to attach the deployment policy with the export. The import process will see it, and then it will automatically apply that deployment policy during the import process. So the process is to always apply it during import. However, there's a little feature that you can attach a deployment policy to an export. Hopefully, that answers the question.
Okay, thank you, James. I do not see any further questions in the group. Wait, one just came in. The question is, can we use deployment policy to compare configuration between domains?
So I assume you're, if you're using the compare configuration tool, if you select an export using the backup process, then the domain names will have to match. But if you select it using an export process, you can export all the objects, and then you can, if for some reason there's another domain that has similar objects, then you can use the compare configuration tool to compare against that export.
All right. Thanks, James. We do have another question in the chat session. Can you now modify MQQ names and LDAP parameters using deployment policy?
I am not aware that. I'm looking at the question, and it says in the past it was not possible. So typically with the, you know, with deployment policies, you can modify almost all the property rules with the caveat of the restrictions and usage guidelines that I presented today. So if there's a specific example, my email address is at the very first page, so I would ask that you you can send me your example, and then I can take a look. But typically, most properties can be modified using deployment policies.
Thanks, James. Don, could you check for any more questions on the phone, please?
Dave, looks like there's one more question that came up on the...
Yes, there is one more question in the session. If we don't have any questions on the phone, you can address that one.
Okay.
It sounds like there are no questions on the phone. So the other question in the chat session is there a way to track the date time when an object is deployed to DP and the revision history?
So there's currently there's no way to do that. There's no property value that will track the date and the time. Typically, our customers have their own revision source control or check-in control, and they use that to maintain revision history. If you're also aware of a product called WAMC, they have some limited functionality to that as well. So that might be something you can check out as well.
Thank you, James. We have another question in the chat session. We encountered restriction number 2 for a web service proxy. Is there an alternative other than manual change of these unnamed properties?
So restriction number 2, so you can manually change it, or if there's a way you can structure your web service proxy so that it will match on a single property value. So that's, either way is not the best optimum solution, but unfortunately right now deployment policy just doesn't have a way to do that currently. So those are the two ways you can do it.
Okay. Thank you, James. I don't see any further questions. At this time, we will conclude the presentation. We hope the information presented today has been valuable to you. We appreciate your participation and hope you will join us for future presentations, which will be announced on the WebSphere Support Technical Exchange site. Thank you very much for joining us today, and thank you, James, for presenting today.
Thanks, everyone.